Start the show.
Oh my gosh, today is a beautiful day and so are you. Hello everyone, welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hey, bang, bang, bang. Oh, 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 bang, bang, bang. Oh, oh, oh. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report. Hi, Lamar. All right, so yeah, I'm so happy to be back and so glad to see you all. Make sure y'all cop the gear, okay? Cop some of the new gear. We got the podcast shirt here. Hi, podcast. We got the Viral Report Tumblr, all in the merch channel, okay? So, you know, shameless plug right there. Today, we're talking about someone who looked like they were about to get ready to bang, bang, bang in a recent viral video. You know, we're talking about Clifford Joseph Harris III, a.k.a. King. That's T.I., the rapper's T.I.'s son, all right? It seems like he can't stay out of trouble. This kid is just unhinged to me, okay? He is just unhinged. Seemed like he's on a mission to prove something, and I'll get into that a little bit later. And the parents, I'm just not feeling their whole family dynamic. I'll get on that in just a second. And King is a 16 and a half year old kid. He'll be 17 in August of this year. It just seemed like he's just running around doing whatever he wants to do. You know, is he getting a proper education? That's my question. Because early last year, before C-19 started ravishing the world, this kid was in a fight at school. And at this time, he's 15 years old. So, I mean, I'm not understanding what's going on here. You know, this child is dealing with some issues and nobody's paying attention. Now, I sense a future criminal in the making. He's running around here like he's got something to prove, you know? But this school fight that I'm about to show you, to me, was a little bit suspect, okay? It seemed like a lover's quarrel than it was somebody bullying him. I don't know why this fight happened. Didn't care to research too much into it, okay? All I know is that the fight looks suspect. I mean, anytime he's fighting and stuff, I see Tiny. You know, when I look at him, I see Tiny. When he's out fighting in these viral videos, I see Tiny. I mean, even at the end of the video, the lover's quarrel, it just became even much stronger to me. I don't know. It was just an intimate ending, you know? It's like two domestic partners were fighting. King wraps his little yellow legs around the boy, hugs him, you know, in a very feminine way. Same way if T.I. was beating on Tiny's ass, she would hug him. He'd be like, baby, baby, I'm sorry, I love you. You know, I love you, I love you. You know, look like they're just about to hunch. Y'all, don't take my word for it. Y'all go ahead and take a look for yourself.
Oh my God, he just called. No. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, who's that going?
Okay. Okay. All right. Reset. Oh, yeah. Full time. Oh, stop playing with me right now. What is this? Get somebody.
Now, hey, y'all just seen that video. Now, was that not a lover's quarrel? Because it seemed like one to me, all right? He locked them up real tight. Look like they were about to hunch or something. Baby, I'm sorry. That was a very feminine way, you know, because we usually you put somebody in the headlock. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You don't hold them like this, you know? So, damn, the parents need to be looking into those damn boys. There's something going on there than what meets the eye, okay? You know, I'm not sure if people are just picking with King because of the way he looks and the way he carries himself. A lot of times, the darker-skinned kids will try to, you know, test the lighter-skinned kids, see how tough they are. A lot of times, people who look like King, they're easy prey for bullies, and you have to defend yourself. So maybe that's what he's doing in these viral videos, or maybe he's the starter of all this because he seemed like he has something to prove. And he recently went viral for an altercation that he got into. I don't know if these guys was testing him or what, but it seemed like he says in the video they were testing him, like he was some easy person to get over.
What's up with you, bro?
What's up with you, bro?
Put your head around me, talking out your ass like you want to do something. What's up, bro?
Oh, Lord.
What's up, bro?
Nothing.
What? Relax. For what?
Nothing.
Or what?
Nothing.
Or what?
Nothing.
All right, so y'all just seen that clip, and to me, that viral clip is very disturbing because you have adults out there who are doing nothing to defuse the situation. They're standing there ready for a fight as if they're in high school. That is a problem I have with adults nowadays in the black community, with some of the adults. It's not all of them. And take the adults out of the situation also. There's other kids around who could have said, you know what, y'all stop this. Anybody could have stopped this, because if someone's walking to their car, you don't know what they're going to get, which means your life and everybody else's life is in danger. This is when common sense kicks in. This is the problem I have with today's society. Everybody's looking for a viral moment. Everybody's so ready to whip out their cell phones instead of whipping out their common sense and saying, stop this. You'd rather see potential death. You need something to talk about. Everybody wants something to talk about, something to post online. Man, did y'all see T.I. song? Yeah, man. Stop it. Have empathy for other people who look like you. It's embarrassing and it's uncalled for. We don't know what was in the backpack. What could have popped off? And then you hear the one lady in the clip. Who's an adult? Oh, let's run, let's go. Instead of saying, hey, baby, no. Put it back in your Jeep. So what was the spectators looking to gain from this? But then I've got a whole T.I. and Tiny's feet to the fire as well. What are they teaching their son? To go get the strap first? If you're in an altercation, you take your ass whooping and you go home.
Craig, have you seen my shit? What's that for?
Protection?
Protection? Protection from who?
Yeah, Smokey. I got to walk Smokey down to his house.
Oh, man. Your mother and I never would have moved in this neighborhood if we had known you need a gun to walk down the damn street.
You know how it is around here.
Oh, no, son, that's not the way it is. You kids today are nothing but punks. Sissified. So quick to pick up a gun. You're scared to take an ass whipping. This one makes you a man. When I was growing up, this was all the protection we needed. You win some, you lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day. And you think you're a man with that gun in your hand, don't you?
I'm a man without it.
Put the gun down. Come on, put up your deuce. Now you're a man. Your uncle picked up a gun, too. He had to find out the hard way. 22 years old. You got a choice. These are all you need. All right?
If you're in an altercation, you take your ass whooping and you go home. You don't go to jail. Who wants to lose their son to the legal system? Come on. People have to be much smarter. Because had he whipped out a gun and shot anybody in the crowd, they would have charged his 16 and a half year old ass as an adult. And then what? You know, I'm not sure if people try to, you know, test him because of how he looks. Some people will call it weird. We're just going to be honest on this channel. Okay? When we see wrong, we need to step in. Especially when it's children. Why watch somebody potentially throw their life away? I'm not feeling the whole family dynamic either. People try to paint his Family Hustle show as, you know, the modern day Cosby. I think that was the premise of the show. No, it's modern day ratchetness.
The last couple days I've been performing with members only. The road has been amazing. And the girl's not bad either.
Like Kurt Cobain and Bob Marley had a son together.
He's a rock and roll star now.
Hey! What's up, man? Got the pearls for the girls, okay. Yeah, man, what you doing with Skull Cat? Come on, bro. Take this damn Lee Show.
No, keep the Lee Show, baby. It's you.
King, who did your hair, man?
I had some females in the crowd do this one.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
Tamika think King is just her little innocent child, and he's gonna do all of his schoolwork and stay out of trouble, be a good young man while he's out on the road. Listen, man, I know what's that, though. But if that what Tamika think King ready for, I'm gonna sit back and watch the show.
I was over there.
They showing titties. You can't see this.
I can see this.
No, you're not. They're trying to show my brother the titties, girl. It's what you got your son out on the road doing.
What's going on, son?
No, that's just Zimmer.
I'm not happy. That
Not too long ago, I was barely learning what kind of experience King had with girls. Are you sexually active?
I am a virgin, right?
You're 14.
I've did a lot now.
What have you done?
You know, I've been big balling my whole life.
Having a nice family time. And I come out here and look and see, look what I see. Look what I got to see. Look. Man, what is you doing, bro?
What?
Man, I'm gonna come kick your ass, man. You see what I'm saying? Hey, look, man.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga down here sitting in the goddamn jacuzzi. I don't know what he doing, man. Look like he... What is he doing?
He's putting on with the ground, man.
I'm saying... You... Go look at your son. Go look at your son. Look at this nigga, man. Man, I'm finna go kick this little nigga's ass.
Is that not a dysfunctional family to you? Because it seems like one to me. See, it seems like with this kid, T.I. is just hoping, praying. Please, thug God, don't let my child be gay. This is what I get. This is, I mean, when I see T.I.'s interaction with King, this is what I get. He is concerned about this kid. And what he does not want is public embarrassment. That is why, you know, he asked him, King, who did your hair? Oh, one of the females in the crowd did this. The mother's asking, are you sexually active? And I think T.I. always validating King's behavior because of how he looks. And he fears, his greatest fear, just like Lil Boosie. You know, Lil Boosie was having grown women give his son oral pleasure. And this is an underage kid.
9-year-old, 10-year-old, I showed all of them how to put on rubber. Before he even started having sex, I didn't show my sons how to put on rubber. I ain't finna get my son no motherfucking shit out here. I'm training them boys right. Ask any of my nephew. Ask my son. Yeah. They were 12, 13. They got hit. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. Hell yeah, I got my fucking right. Yes, a grown woman. Grown, super grown. Super grown. Checked his ass out. Checked all my nephews out. Super grown. Is she grown? She checked me out. The fuck she did to them. I'm getting them prepared, man. Fuck that. I'm getting them. My boys, that's how they built like that. Yeah. I'm just saying. Sorry, I gotta keep it real. My son trained him. He watched daddy, he trained him. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I raised him. I don't care what y'all say, yeah. Yeah. It's better than them watching cartoons. Yeah, that's why they got iPhone 11s. They can watch as much porn as they want. Yeah, it's better than them watching cartoons with two men kissing. It's better than them watching TV with two men kissing. It's better than them watching cartoons.
These fathers do this, try to over-emasculate these kids, hoping that they don't turn out to be homosexuals. A father's greatest fear is that his son grows up gay or his daughter turns to the pole. If that is truly the case, T.I. just don't want that. This is a dysfunctional family, and T.I. and Tiny are not doing everything that they need to do to properly raise his 16 and a half year old teenager. People can say what they want and they think that his antics are cute. It's not cute. It's disturbing. And I sense a future criminal in the works if they don't get this kid under control. I don't see the daughters out here fighting, but they're allowing this kid to act a mess because of how he looks. And they want to prove to you and to King that he's not some other kind of way. And if King is confused, can you blame him? I mean, the dad's confused as hell. He don't know if he wants to be a rapper, a ladies man, or a community activist. That's all this boils down to. Now I'm done with this story. Moving on to Justin Bieber. All right, so Justin Bieber has a new hairdo, and it's all the rage online. You know, I was not feeling the dreads. one bit. Seemed like he grew his hair out and was trying to do all this stuff to appease African-Americans so they could support his new R&B type music. And, you know, anytime somebody's pandering to us, we'll run and give them our views, give them our money. He wasn't concerned about the pop audience. He wants those African-Americans. Y'all go ahead and take a look at Justin Bieber's new hairstyle, and I'll be back to wrap up my commentary.
Dude, the cut looks good. What inspired the cut? Hey, Justin, did you save the hair? Are you going to donate the hair or anything? Did it have anything to do with the criticism that you were getting? Or? Thanks, Justin.
All right, so y'all just seen Bieber, you know, walk into his car with his new hairstyle, and this looks a lot better. I mean, he's not looking like a K-woman's vagina or the underarms of a homeless person. You know, he looks great, and I hope he keeps this look. The paparazzi guy was asking, why did he cut his hair? I think he cut his hair because of the backlash. People weren't feeling this whole dreadlock look. Or maybe, perhaps, his wife said, you know, hey, cut this damn stuff off your head. You're looking like a bamboo's ass. Cut it off. Alright, so that's all I got for you all today. Let me know. What do you all think? What do you think about Justin Bieber's hairdo? Were you feeling the dreads? Were you not? Do you like his new hairstyle? And also, let me know what you think about King. You know, do you think that King is out of control? You think he's unhinged? Or do you think that he's just being a normal teenager and the parents are actually doing right by him? Let me know in the comments down below. And also, make sure you hit that like, subscribe, and share button for me, alright? Make sure you hit the like button, all right? It helps this video. It helps promote the video through YouTube. I need your help, all right? So if you watch the video all the way through, you hear, I need that beautiful face to do me a favor and hit that like button. I love you for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Oh, man. This podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.